When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, July 13th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. June's inflation report sent U.S. stocks lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 209 points, or 0.7%, to close at 30,773. The S&P 500 finished down 17 points, or nearly 0.5%, and the NASDAQ was also down 17 points, or nearly 0.2%. Last month's 9.1% inflation reading reaffirmed expectations that the Federal Reserve will continue aggressively raising interest rates and possibly trigger a recession. Here's WSJ Markets reporter Hannah Miao.
In June, the Fed raised rates by 75 basis points, which was the biggest hike since 1994. And June's report basically locked in what investors believe will be another 75 basis point hike this month, at least, and some see now a full percentage point.
Oil prices stabilized after several declines. Brent crude futures, the international benchmark, edged up by 0.1%. But the International Energy Agency said the crisis in oil supplies appears to be easing, pointing to a slowdown in demand and rising output in North America. Among individual stocks, Delta Airlines shares dropped 4.5% after the company reported a second-quarter profit, but said expenses also climbed. Industrial supplier Fastenal said there were signs that demand is starting to soften. Its shares fell 6.4%. Netflix shares rose 1.2% after the streaming company said it selected Microsoft as its partner as it prepares to offer a low-cost, advertising-supported streaming plan. Microsoft shares fell about 0.4%. And Unity Software fell more than 17% after agreeing to merge with app company IronSource, which rose 47%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.